I think you become the exception by being the rule.
Why would you not go for it? Why would you not take a chance?
You have to be open-minded to the possibilities that I can do this. Once you shut your mind down to the possibility that it can be achieved, there's no way it can happen.
You and I know what I really am.
I think you can be anything you want to be.
Maybe in your world, Robert. Doesn't really happen that way in mine.
Change your world.
And so whatever reasons that we usually give ourselves in the beginning for why we can't achieve something, you can almost always find not only just someone, but someone who's achieved world-class levels of success with worse conditions than you currently have, which then means it's absolutely possible. And then the only thing that it takes to get there is work.
There's nothing out there for me.
And that's the problem. You hung up your cape and your cowl, but you didn't move on. You never went to find a life, to find someone.
Alfred. I did find someone.
I know, and you lost them. But that's all part of living, sir. But you're not living. You're just waiting, hoping for things to go bad again.
There's a payoff for bad eventually. There's a payoff. It can't be bad, but for so long. If you got the strength and the understanding to realize that, it will change. It will change. It's impossible.
It is astounding how many people want to be spectacular in life but also want to fit in and be normal. Like, by being normal, you are, by definition, aiming for average. Normal people get normal results. Weird people get weird results. You literally can't do what everyone else does and not expect to get what everyone else has. By doing what everyone else does, you guarantee average results.
You never feel this level of happiness if you don't go for something.
When you pray for rain, you got to deal with the mud, too.
What have you learned about how to deal with and overcome fear?
Go. When all that fear that's in your head, all the what-ifs and the scenarios that you create inside your own mind that are way worse than anything that is actually going to happen, they all disappear when you go. So just take action and start moving forward.
Your time is limited, so don't waste it living someone else's life. Don't be trapped by dogma, which is living with the results of other people's thinking. Don't let the noise of others' opinions drown out your own inner voice. And most important, have the courage to follow your heart and intuition. They somehow already know what you truly want to become. Everything else is secondary.
You see this guy here staring back at you?
Yeah.
That's your toughest opponent. Every time you get into the ring, that's who you're going against. I believe that in boxing, and I do believe that in life.
There's no losing, only learning. There's no failure, only opportunities. And there's no problems, only solutions. So to me, what failure is the mother of all success. If it wasn't for Michael Jordan getting cut from his ninth grade basketball team, he wouldn't have became Michael Jordan. You know, if it wasn't for Oprah Winfrey and how she got fired because she wasn't good for television. You got people like Walt Disney, who got fired, if I'm not mistaken, from a newspaper saying he had no imagination. These are the same people that I got to deal with. Tell me what's not a hit record.
And there's a narrative that we should not criticize ourselves. We should not say the things that we could have done better. But I believe that that voice isn't an insecurity. I think it's a version that wants you to chase your potential.
There's no hacks, bro. It's you against you. You against you. And if you misunderstand that, you have a real problem.
I guess it comes down to a simple choice, really. Get busy living, or get busy dying.
That if you want some kind of a good outcome, you're going to have to work hard for it. And if you don't work hard for something, you're not going to get an outcome that's really worth much.
Louis, a moment of pain is worth a lifetime of glory. Remember that.
If you believe it, if you really believe that you could be something, if you have that little voice in your head saying, hey, you got talent, you could do this, then follow that voice.
When your excuses make you feel a little bit better, about the fact that you didn't execute on what you needed to execute on, then they can make you feel better. But they're not helping you. They're not helping you at all.
The biggest risk to your future isn't your competition. It's the distractions you insist on keeping in your life rather than doing the things you know you should be doing but aren't. People delay doing things they don't like for longer than it takes to do them.
Still waiting for a big smile out of you. You're up 2-0. What's the story? Are you not happy, or you're only half happy? Or
still to be happy about?
You're up 2-0.
Job's not finished. Job finished? I don't think so.
Okay.
And I'm telling you from the bottom of my soul, it is so easy to beat people today. They are so soft. They have no work ethic. No one can stick with anything. Everyone's distracted. They're on social media. They're counting their notifications because they can't stick with They can't say no.
You're lazy. You know exactly what to do. Exactly what to do. Because even me, in my state of, I can't read or write, I knew exactly what to do. It just sucks doing it. It sucks to do it.
I'm going to have setbacks, I know. But if I'm feeling bad, that doesn't mean I'm doing bad. That doesn't mean I am bad. That doesn't mean that I can't still take some action. Because, yeah, nothing changes and nothing changes, man.
The fear is never reaching your potential.
That's it.
That always falling short, always quitting before you're done, always procrastinating, always not doing the right thing. And then one day you're an old man.
Yep.
And you look back and go, God, I could have been great.
Yep.
I could have been great.
You find no answers in the light. None. It's too happy. It's too nice. And we don't need to be taught how to live in happiness. That just comes naturally to us. Happy moments, but the dark times, man, you can't get there unless you put yourself there.
If you want to know something about yourself, sit on your bed one night and say, what's one thing I'm doing wrong that I know I'm doing wrong that I could fix, that I would fix? You meditate on that, you'll get an answer. And it won't be one you want, but it'll be the necessary one.
You know, when you're going through something really challenging, how do you show up within it? Do you choose to become a victim of complaining and misery, and or do you find meaning in how you show up in the suffering, you know?
Hard work brings great rewards. This is a reminder of the hard work and dedication that I put into everything that I've done. I'm not content because I know where I came from. And I don't ever want to go back.
Yeah. I don't care how good you are in anything. You don't have discipline. You ain't nobody.
Right.
You're nothing without discipline. Because you give up on the slightest struggle without discipline.
100%.
Discipline is doing what you hate to do, but do it like you love it.
Ah. Doing what you hate to do, but do it like you love it.
I'd say one of the strongest mental frames that has gotten me through my hardest times is thinking this will be the story that I will one day tell. And that means the harder it is, the bigger the dragon, the more epic the story, and by consequence, the more epic the hero.
I see a whole bunch of people walking around out here who have no idea how talented they truly are. Now I'm talking about talent, like some God-given ability. Talent that sometimes you have to hone, you have to work on, and you have to harness yourself. And they just walk around just on their phones, just clueless to how powerful they are. Mm.
Unchosen suffering is going to happen in life.
Mm-hmm.
Your parents are going to pass away. Loved ones are going to die. Your relationships are going to break down. Your body is going to fail you. You're going to become ill or sick or destitute. Things are going to happen that you have no control over.
Mm-hmm.
And the only way that you can prepare yourself for unchosen suffering is with chosen suffering.
Do you actually want to do this or not? Because if you actually want to do it, what's going to stop you? Nothing. And if you don't really want to do it, what's going to stop you? Just about anything that comes up. Just about any obstacle that gets in your way becomes an excuse. It becomes a reason. It becomes a rationale for not proceeding down that path.
Don't follow what most people do because you don't want the results that most people get. The average person is obese, likely to be divorced, and has less than $1,000 in the bank. It feels safe to do what everyone else is doing, but it's actually a terrible decision.
It's like the best way to guarantee to not have the life that you want is to do what everyone else is doing. Unless you want what everyone else has, with no one, which no one does.
The man who never fell has no glory. The man who fell and got back up
that's where his glory is. The man who fell 20 times and got up 21 times, that man has even greater glory.
Wow.
That man has more courage, way more courage than the guy who was so strong from birth that he never fell.
Give a man a purpose and the ability to achieve it, and he will crawl over broken glass with a smile. And I think that feeling capable and powerful and competent and respected and admired is something that will get a man so far. You give a man those things, and he'll deal with suffering until the ends of the earth.
This is kind of part of being a man. It's like, you kind of got to fuck it all up a little bit.
I think so.
I think part of learning is dying. I think part of learning is you got to die a little bit. Because what is learning? Learning is me giving up on my old shit, my old ideas. Those ideas have to die for me to be open to some new shit. And so me learning how to be a better man, I had to die a little bit.
Because I think right now, if I was to quit rapping and I say I want to go to the NBA, I would be in the NBA.
No, you wouldn't.
Yes.
No, you would.
Yes, I would.
No, you wouldn't.
Yes, I would.
Why would you think you could make it to the NBA?
Because I think I could do anything. Anything in life that you put your mind to, you can do. The world is your oyster. That's all I tell people.
How bad do you want this? If it's as bad as you want to live or breathe or sleep, whatever the hell it may be, I can work with you. But a lot of people, most people don't want it that badly, which is why they always ask the question, man, how did you get to where you are? You know how to do it. You know exactly how to be you or how to be me. You don't want to do it.
Nobody cares, you know? At the end of the day, nobody cares. What we're going through, how your body feels, nobody cares. We gotta do our job. Life is tough sometimes, and it's not fair, and it doesn't care sometimes. But you're gonna hold true to what you believe, and you're gonna hold true to who you are, and you're gonna be that person whether it's easier or it's not. And that's the standard that I'm gonna hold my children to, and that's the standard I hold myself to. If I can't do it, then how can I tell them to do it?
There's no luck in this game, man. It may be a little bit of luck, but the luck happens after you bust your ass. And you put yourself in that lucky situation. Luck doesn't happen. You put yourself in that situation where luck might happen. And that's what people don't know. But to get there, luck ain't gonna happen. You have to put yourself in that situation, man. It takes a lot of work.
It takes more effort to start in the beginning. And more people are right about the fact, they're like, hey, you're not going to hit it big. And guess what? A month in, you're not. But they're only measuring on months. And at 6 months, you're also not going to hit it big yet. And they're going to be like, I'm still right. And at a year, you're still not going to hit it big. And they'll still be right. And every day that you haven't hit it, they're going to feel like they were right. But they're wrong. Because they're measuring in days and you're measuring in decades.
The bad days create the story that I'm one day going to tell myself about what I got through. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Without the bad days, the story would be way more lame. There would be no glory in overcoming anything, because what did you overcome? It was all just 40 to 60, you know, vanilla ice cream mush gray like existence.
Yeah.
And every morning you wake up, you hold yourself accountable to that mission. Not a company's, your own. Make up your own mission statement. What do you want to be in life? And once you do that, now you can work with somebody to get better. You can work with yourself to get better. But until you know what you want to stand for, you will always just be sitting down. You'll never stand for anything. There's no dopamine. There's no dopamine in there at 300 pounds. You got nothing. Your hormones are shot. You have to envision something that is more powerful than you. Something has to get you out of bed. And you have to create it. It has to be false. Because you're not it. You're a fat piece of shit, and that's the reality of it.
It's your brother, your mom, your friend. The one comment they're going to say, you've changed. Why are you doing another kick like this? Oh, you're going to try that now. Okay, here we go again. And the thing is that it's not about them being right or wrong. Again, it's about how right and how wrong they could be.
So you want to be normal. So you just want to be like everybody else that roams the world, not knowing the power that's in them, being fine with being mediocre. You want to go back to who you were, huh, David? I'm like, f*** that, man.
If your definition of success is win or lose, giving everything you've got and growing or learning along the way, then you're setting yourself up for success. I really think the biggest cheat code in life is just going after it
and not being concerned of whether or not you fail at one specific task. Instead, understanding the big picture, what your long-term goal is, and knowing if you keep driving forward and never quit, in the end, you will succeed.
The thing is, man, it's always going to be a party. It's always going to be a time to celebrate and a time to join friends and or a day to... I mean, the bars are always open. Always open. No matter how old you are, they're always open, you know? What's not always open is the opportunity to check the box in life, you know, to achieve your dreams. That's not always open, man.
The confidence comes from preparation. You know, so when the game's on the line, I'm not asking myself to do something that I haven't done thousands of times before, right? So when I prepare, I know what I'm capable of doing, I know what I'm comfortable doing, and I know what I'm not comfortable doing. All right. And so in those moments, if it looks like I'm ice cold or not nervous, it's because I've done it thousands of times before. So what's one more time?
Hard work looks horrible. It's not motivating. It's not motivating at all. It ain't like Rocky round 14, he gets knocked down and goes like this to Apollo Creed. It looks like a man being stuck in a dungeon and there's no way out. But you have the key. But you refuse to use it. And that's nothing motivating about that.
No matter what you do, you're all in. This is going to kill you. So I think you might as well play the most magnificent game you can while you're waiting. Because do you have anything better to do? Really? Why not pick the best thing possible that you could do? Why not do that? Maybe you could justify your wretched existence to yourself that way. I think you could. That's what it looks like.
And my personal question to you is, why not you? You've got the brains. You can make decisions. You can study the plan. You can change your life. You can grow immensely in the next few years. You can make your dreams come true. You can build a financial wall around your family nothing can get through. You can become healthy. You can become powerful. Why not you?
I cannot stress this enough. The more you put into anything in life, the more you're going to get out. Now, for whatever reason, people understand this. And they understand that the more you put into building a business, the more you're going to get out of it. The more hours you spend working on anything, the more you are going to get out. Work pays.
If there was a big meta indicator that you're doing the right thing, doing what everyone isn't doing is already probably the single biggest indicator that you're doing the right thing. Like if I could wish nothing else on my child, whenever I choose to have them in the future, is that they have high agency, which is that they make decisions independent from the opinions of other people. And when we hear words like authentic and original and things like that, it's because the person starts at square one and says, well, what do I want? And then they start building from there.
Reminder that if you want to be exceptional, you're going to be different from everyone else. That's what makes you exceptional. You can't fit in and also be exceptional. Both have discomfort. When you fit in, you have internal conflict because you're not being 100% you. When you're exceptional, you have external conflict because everyone sees you as different. Pick one. When your friends start to say, you've changed, remember it's because they don't know how to say, you've grown.
You know, some of y'all are motivated by broke. I'm broke, I'm stuck, I'm f***ed up, I can't do nothing. Some of y'all are motivated by just wanting to accomplish the things that you want to accomplish. Other folks are motivated by materialistic things. It's a very simple concept. If you want it, you gotta go get it.
I'm obsessed with finding myself now. After not having to prove anything to anybody other than myself and my family, you know, but really myself, and realizing that that is enough. You know what I'm saying? Like that, like giving your best is enough. And sometimes we lose track of that, you know, and yeah. So for anybody out there, you know, you're enough, man.
This is intentional. Intentionally act like the person you want to become.
Because when you intentionally act like the person you want to become, your brain sees you taking those actions, so your brain starts to change the way it relates to you. When your brain sees you high-fiving yourself in the mirror, it starts to go, oh, wait a minute. Steven loves himself. Steven's cheering for himself. We don't beat Steven up.
The dumb shit that I've done or the bad mistakes that I've made, they've taught me. You know, you learn. Like, that's why failure is so important. Like, failing and fucking up and making mistakes, it's very important. That's how you learn. See, the bad feeling that you get from something that you shouldn't have done or wish you didn't do or wish you did better, like, especially failing at something where you half-assed it and you just feel like a fucking loser, like, that just teaches you. It teaches you to get your shit together.
Through this, through discipline, through self-discipline, through repetition, through tons of repetition of the same thing that you don't want to do, and that's the key thing. Through repetition of things you don't want to do, you develop mental, like an armor for your mind. You start to armor your mind, because your mind's like, okay, we suffer every day. It's what we do. We do stuff that sucks every day, so then when the suck stuff comes, you're ready for it. And that's how it started coming up. You know, I just started being very uncomfortable. And now it's like just a way of life.
There's 10,000 times more going on inside the head of a man than you have any idea. He's carrying burdens that you don't have a clue about. And he don't know how to express them. And he don't know what to do about it. And he figures if he puts it out there and communicates it, he's just going to be shot down, called a fool, called weak. So he carries it inside, and you have no clue the burdens and the hell that most men are carrying inside and not even showing you.
Sun don't stop. Sun gonna be up in the morning regardless. That sun is gonna be up in the morning regardless of how I feel and how depressed I am. The sun is gonna shine in the morning, and at nighttime the moon gonna be there, and you gonna look up, these days gonna keep going by. So do you let the days go by and look up and you done wasted a year doing what? Or do you just pick it up? All right. Well, got to figure it out. Made some mistakes. Life goes on. Let me figure out life from this point. I'm a life goes on type of guy.
Going into combat, going into war, out of the 100 men that go into war, 10 shouldn't even fucking be there. 80 of them are just targets. 10 do most of, or 9 do most of the fighting. 1 is a warrior. And it's a true quote to life. I saw it going through training. I saw it everywhere I went. There's so many people who just show up to life that shouldn't even be around. And there's few people who do all the work. I wanted to be part of that 9, and I'm working towards being that 1.
How it's so hard to see the good if you're only seeing the bad. Like, yeah. There's so many people that struggle with what their version of success is, because they're looking at someone else's. Mm. There's so many people that struggle with their world of relationship because they're judging theirs based off of someone else's, right? And when you're constantly in the space of not realizing or noticing your world, your reality, because you're living in what appears to be someone else's, well, your shit is never gonna be right. It's never gonna be right.
So if you're in the woods and you don't know where to go, start walking. You got to start walking because the perspective is not going to change. You have to start moving forward. You have to start taking steps in order to improve your vision, improve your perspective, change your perspective, make some kind of progress. And worst case scenario, you figure out that you walked the wrong direction. Okay, now you can go walk in the other direction. And that's going to be fine. But standing there lost and not doing anything is just waiting to die, waiting to starve to death. Don't let that happen.
We're not on this stage just because of talent or ability. We're up here because of 4 a.m. We're up here because of 2-a-days or 5-a-days. We're up here because we had a dream and let nothing stand in our way. If anything tried to bring us down, we used it to make us stronger. We were never satisfied, never finished, will never be retired. My high school English teacher, Mr. Fisk, I actually paid attention one time in class, and he said, he had this beautiful quote, and it read, "Rest at the end, not in the middle."
We're running at 40%, most of us, you know, because we're half in and half out.
And it's not surprising because life is difficult. It's like, well, what if you were 90% in or 95% in or all in? Because you're all in anyways, right? It's a life and death game. No one gets out of this. Everyone dies. You might as well commit yourself. And you might as well commit yourself to the highest good that you can attain, because why not? It'll imbue your life with meaning. It's hard. The responsibility's there. But all the meaning's in the responsibility. And that'll make your life better.
And yeah. I'm telling you, you don't need to determine. I'm telling you it's worth it.
Oh, yeah.
I'm telling you it is worth it. Yeah, and you know what? You actually know it's worth it. That's why you're asking this question. You know it's worth it. You know it's worth it to have discipline, but you think there's an easier way. Yeah.
Hey, it's Austin James. If you're like me, trying to live your best life while living with diabetes, you can relate to worrying if you're doing a good job managing your diabetes. I use the FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor to get real-time glucose readings and see the impact of every meal and activity to make better decisions. The FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor can help me live life with diabetes on my own terms, and it gives me more time for the things I love, like being a dad and a musician. Now this is progress. Learn more at freestylelibre.us.
For prescription only, safety info found at freestylelibre.us.
You think that it's something that people have. You think that when Jocko's alarm clock goes off, yeah, it's like, oh, just like my father taught me, I rise and I shine. You know, like, no. It's like the pillow feels soft and comfortable.
Yeah.
And the alarm clock is banging on my head and I don't like it. Yeah. But you know what? I know it's worth it to get up and get after it. I know it's worth it. Yeah. And you know it's worth it.
Here's the thing, though.
We all know it's worth it.
He was like, the only thing that you can do is win so big that all of them constantly compare themselves to you. And then you'll forget they exist. And that's when he said, he's like, success is the only revenge. He's like, it's not the best revenge. He's like, it's the only one. There's no other revenge, because everything else is petty. Everything else does show that you were thinking about these people all day long, which means they win by default. He's like, all you can do is think about your goal and winning. He's like, and when you win, that's when you become so big that they shrink into irrelevance. You cast a shadow that no one even can see them behind you.
It's easy to give up. You know, it's the easiest thing in the world to do. I'm done. I ain't going. Oh, yeah. I ain't going to keep going. Yeah, I don't feel like going to work. I'm done.
Yeah, man.
It's easy. It's very easy. But what's hard is going, yo, yesterday I got nothing from working as hard as I could. Nothing happened from that. I'm going to do the same thing again today, but I'm going to try to go harder. That's the hardest thing in the world. To get up every day and give 100% and be in the same position that you were each day, but mentally know that you're trying and trying and trying. That's a real grind.
Trial and error. You know, you grow up and you make game winning shots and it's awesome. You come back the next day and miss a game winning shot and it's misery. And then the next day comes and you're back playing again, and you understand that life has this cyclical nature where it's, you know, what you do on Monday, it's fantastic, but then Tuesday is a bad day. But guess what? There's Wednesday. Yeah. So are we just supposed to live our lives like this the whole time? You know, versus just staying like this and understanding that it's really just a journey of evolution every day. It's just constant improvement, constant curiosity, constantly getting better. The results don't really matter. It's the figuring out that matters.
Yeah. Now, get control of your emotions and carry on with your life. And sometimes you're going to get hit with those waves. And that's okay. I think that's a big misconception, and it sort of relates to what you're saying. Oh, I'm having an emotional moment right now. There's something wrong with me. No, there's nothing wrong with you. There's nothing wrong with you. The other extreme is, oh, I'm letting my emotions run my life and I'm making a bunch of bad decisions. And my excuse is, well, you know, I lost some friends or I had this traumatic experience happen to me. That's why I'm doing, that's just an excuse. And it's a very easy excuse.
I became obsessed with being the baddest that God ever created. Am I that? I don't care. I believe it. And I was trying to tell him, once you become obsessed with something, obsessed, it's okay to be unbalanced for a while. It's okay. Don't be all this stuff people say, you got to be balanced. To be the best in the world at what you do, it's not about being a Navy SEAL, people. The best at what you do, you have to be unbalanced to find every bit of energy and strength that you have to pull it off. Then you get balanced once you become great.
But just like success, no matter what field or whatever endeavor you are in success, whether it's in the gym here, or in business, or whatever success is, the underlying quality of that life runs parallel to commitment. They go hand in hand, guys. It doesn't matter how much, you know, money you have or how much success you have. Well, the overall quality of life is that journey, the struggle of it. And that's that journey and that struggle is successful only when the commitment rises equally to the effort. And nothing given to you is ever valued. It's what's earned its value that you can build from.
Remember to tell yourself the truth. Remember to tell yourself the truth. You know what that means. The truth is, you need to do more. The truth is, you need to be more to reach your fullest, maximum capacity and capability as a human being. And if you tell yourself that truth, you will find discipline. And if you find discipline, you will find freedom.
Life isn't fair at all. At all. So what are you going to do about it? I knew that no one was coming back to help me. No one was going to miracle me to be somebody special. So mentality is the only thing that gets us through life. I was an underdog. We are all underdogs in life. Even the baddest person in the world should think that way. So you should always have I've never arrived mentality. And the can't hurt me mentality is no matter where you come from, the sewer or wherever you think you're from, when I got out of the sewer, I got to the road and looked around and said, can't hurt me. Nothing should be able to hurt you. If you believe that, it starts to become true.
You know, if you set out a path towards a goal, which you want to do because you need a goal and you need a path, because that provides you with positive emotion, right? So you set up something as valuable. So that implies a hierarchy. You set up something as valuable. You decide that you're going to do that instead of other things. So that's kind of a sacrifice because you're sacrificing everything else to pursue that. And then you experience a fair bit of positive emotion and meaning as you watch yourself move towards the goal. And so the implication of that is the better the goal, the more full and rich your experience is going to be when you pursue it. So that's one of the reasons that's one of the reasons for developing a vision and for fleshing yourself out philosophically, because you want to aim at the highest goal that you can manage.
You were there. You know this. There was no one there to pick up the rucksack, to pick up the boat, to pick up the log, to go in there. It was you. It was you. There was no pat on the back at 300, at 275, at 250, at 220. No, that was you. There was no aim. It was you. There was no weight loss program or mom and dad waking you up saying you can do it, you can be better, trying to build belief. You built belief when you had nothing. Rock bottom. You did that. So as times get hard for me, the truth comes out. And my truth is powerful as it's real. It's tangible.
It's hard when you're young to wake up in the off season at 6 a.m. to go train and work out, knowing that all your friends are sleeping in and eating pancakes. It's hard when you're on your way to practice, weighed down with all your gear, and it's 90 degrees out and all the other kids are at the pool or at the beach, and your body is already completely exhausted from workouts and two-a-days. It's hard to throw, catch, block, and tackle, and hit kids when they're way bigger and way more developed than you, only to go home that night bruised and battered and strained, but knowing you have to show up again the next day for just the chance to try again. But understand this, life is hard.
I'm one of those old school guys. You know, when you talk about men's mental health and that men have to carry this burden and men have, yeah, that's what we do. Guess what? Somebody's got to get up. I have a family, right? I have children. I got to get up every day and go to work, and I have to, you know, do what I have to do. And no, I don't.
I mean, I'm
give
I'm
a about my feelings. You know, you see these guys these days on social media, like, hey, you know, you know what I'm saying? Just talking about
no,
their
I
bad
don't.
Day and this happened, and I'm
right.
Man, shut the up.
Oh, I know.
Get up.
Oh, I know.
Get the work and do what you got to do, and be a man.
No,
be a man.
I tell you.
Just be a man.
Doing the thing in spite of not wanting to do the thing is discipline, right? You don't need motivation to get yourself up to go and do a thing. Make the promise small, build it up step by step, Know that you are going to have setbacks. And this is my favorite rule from James Clear, which is a habit missed once is a mistake. A habit missed twice is the start of a new habit. Never miss 2 days in a row. So ideally, go for a month, build it up. But after that, if you ever miss one day, go, okay, mistakes are going to happen. Tomorrow, I double down. Tomorrow, I go on time, absolutely perfect. I'm straight up out of bed, or I go to the gym, or I walk the dog, or I do my meditation or whatever. And that's a good heuristic. Stops errors snowballing into new habits.
You're going to lose sleep. You'll doubt whether it'll work. You'll stress to make ends meet. You won't finish your to-do list. You'll wonder whether you made the right call and have no way to know for years. This is what hard feels like, and that's okay. Everything worth doing is hard, and the more worth doing it is, the harder it is. The greater the payoff, the greater the hardship. If it's hard, good. It means no one else will do it. More for you.
I get happier about the harder it is because I know that no one else will follow.
It's a selection effect.
And I think if you can shift from this is hard to no one else will be able to do this, then it flips from being this thing that you're like, oh, poor me, to oh, poor everyone else who's going to have to try.
Yeah.
You have to dive in that to find more. Because if you're not willing to go in there and face yourself, I can find anything. You can live right here on surface, man, right here on surface. So if there is an ending to this world and there is somewhere to go and there's a judgment, you're going to get there and you might see a chart. And that chart may tell you who the f*** you should have been. And now you get the rest of your life to think about that. Man, I could have lived a much better life if I just would have just suffered a little bit more. If I just would have went in that and realized I had so much more. But fear and the 40% and living here versus living here, being afraid, stopped me.
And so if you tell young men, look, you're going to find the meaning in your life by adopting maximal responsibility, right? That's going to be extremely difficult because you're so bloody useless. You can't even get your own house in order. And you're going to be called upon not only to get your house in order, but to do that well enough so some woman can stand having you around for more than like 15 minutes in the back of a car. And then maybe you're going to have to do it so that you could be a good father to a family and a pillar of the community. And that's not just empty words. Like, if you do that nobly, there'll be something to you. And then when the storms come, you won't be blown over by the first 4-foot wave.
And then who knows what can come. That's the beautiful thing. If you don't show up, guys, you know the outcome. You'll never get the job, never get the part, never get the girl. If you don't show up. If you show up, you put yourself in a situation to create those opportunities. And when you show up, how hard do you go? That's the faster that opportunity will come to life for you. It's up to you guys. But I applaud you for being here. I applaud you for watching this, encouraging you to incorporate this in your workout. You'll see the gains like I did, and you'll fall in love with it. Even though it's tiring and exhausting, and you're sweating your ass off, and you're tired as can be, small down payment that you're willing to pay every day for the large investment of a greater life. You only got one life, guys. Again, if you work it right, you only need one.
I found out through this path of life, who is David Goggins? Who am I? So going through all, I did it alone. There was no trophy on the wall, on the mantle. That trophy's in my brain. No one helped me get there. No one paid my bills. No one did shit for me. No one ran those miles, lost that weight. I suffered on my own and developed this man who said, it's who I am, man.
That's important, man. And most people struggle their whole life to find out who they are. Struggle their whole life to find out what defines them, what they actually enjoy and what they don't.
You start putting yourself in situations that suck, you'll find yourself.
Yeah.
You'll find it real quick.
That is the thing, right? And that's one of the things that I've gotten from paying attention to you, is that what you're preaching, what you're talking about, is finding yourself through struggle.
That's it.
I always knew the answer to everything is raw action.
Yeah.
The answer to everything has always been raw action. My dad had a tweet about this. He said that raw action solves all. And he used to say this. I'll give you an example. If you're a farmer and you need rain for your crop and there's no rain, you can sit there and say there's no rain, we're all going to starve. or you can stand up and do a rain dance. Now, will your rain dance work? Perhaps not. Perhaps the rain won't come. But I would argue that you're better off standing up doing that rain dance than just sitting there waiting to die. You have to do something. Raw action solves. So when I was broke, I was never like, I'm poor, what do I do? It was, I have to do something. If I was broke, I'd go for a run. That's why I was such a great fighter. If I was broke, I'd sit there and go, I'm actually poor. How do I make money? Dunno. How can I make, where can I get some cash? Dunno. What work can I do? Dunno. Oh, I'll just go for a run then. And I just go for 3 miles.
So it's like if you're playing a video game and the way to win the game was to make the most successful character, right? You would have probably a really character-driven human being in terms of like they'd be patient, you know, they'd be hardworking. You think about all these traits that they would have, right? They'd probably be tough emotionally, like, et cetera. All right, cool. That's the character. And that's the person who's going to be really successful. We can all probably agree on that. Okay, how do you create someone who's patient? How do you create someone who's tough? How do you create someone who... Right. So all of a sudden, if we had to then engineer the game in order to boost those points, we'd have to get them beat up a lot so that they could get tough.
That's
we'd
right.
have to make them wait a long time so they could become patient.
That's right.
And so to the point that you made about like these people who become really successful have these traits and also share the fact that they've been through all this shit. It's like, well, they got the trait from the shit, and then the trait was the ultimate output of the experience. And that trait then made them super successful that they didn't have earlier.
So people always ask me, when they saw me in the gym in the pumping iron days, they said, why is it that you're working out so hard? 5 hours a day, 6 hours a day, and you have always a smile on your face. The others are working out just as hard as you do, and they look sour in the face. Why is that? And I told people all the time, I said, because to me, I'm shooting for a goal. In front of me is the Mr. Universe title. So every rep that I do gets me closer to accomplishing that goal, to make this goal, this vision turn into reality. Every single set that I do, every repetition, every weight that I lift will get me a step closer to turn this goal into reality.
If I could go back, I'd tell younger me, you're going to do some pretty great things, but you do not need to be great. All you have to do is be yourself. That will always be enough. What's that mean to you?
You know, I've had a lot of different thoughts that have come into my mind now having a child. When Courtney was pregnant, thinking about raising a child, myself when I was a child and all these things. And I think I always felt like I wanted to be good at everything I did and be great at what I did. And I never expected to be as good as I was. So it would just be such an interesting relief to be able to give myself to be like, you are going to be great. You're going to have all these things that you want, but you're also going to realize that they're not as important as you think they are. You know, like you're going to come to the realization where the relationships and your values and everything that you enjoy and the experiences, everything aren't going to come down to those spectacular moments on stage at the Olympia. They're going to be much more simpler than that. They're just going to be those moments where you're being yourself.
The reality of life is this: the world's relentless and it will not stop beating your ass until you wake up and start beating it back. And, you know, when I see self-love and all this, I do understand where they're coming from. Those people are talking to people who are on the brink, right?
Yep.
And they think their entire world's crumbling and they're telling them it's okay. But I actually think that's the wrong message. Mm-hmm. I think the right message is this. Hey, this is how it is if you don't go hard. Mm-hmm. This is what you're going to get if you do not try hard to develop yourself and get off the bench and get in the game. And I say that out of a place of love and caring for people.
Yes.
Because I want them to feel better and I want them to do better. And I know what's not going to get them better is just accepting themselves and all their behavior and all their vices and inaction and procrastination and low standards is creating the way you feel.
Nobody in his history of coaching had your level of work ethic. I mean, you hear so many guys tell stories about your work ethic.
Yeah.
What was really your work ethic like, and for how long did you stay disciplined?
Well, every day. I mean, since, you know, for 20 years. I mean, it was an everyday process and trying to figure out strengths and weaknesses. For example, jumping ability. Man, my vertical was a 40. It wasn't a 46 or a 40, 45. My hands are big, but they're not massive. Right, so you got to figure out ways to strengthen them so your hands are strong enough to be able to palm a ball and do the things that you need to do. Quickness, I was quick, but not insanely quick. I was fast, but not ridiculously fast, right? So I had to rely on skill a lot more. I had to rely on angles a lot more. I had to study the game a lot more. And but I enjoyed it though. So like from the time I can't remember when I started watching the game, I studied the game and it just never changed.
Victims see their past as their fate. Champions see their past as their origin story. And so a lot of people are living through their origin story right now, or they're living through the very reason that they'll never be successful, but it could be the exact same situation. And the only difference between either character is the actions they choose to take, which means that if you're, using Joe Rogan's frame, waking up in your main player character today in this moment, as weird of a construct as this is, the past doesn't exist. Just gone. It's not anywhere. And so the only thing that we absolutely have control over is the actions that we take right now. And it's a weird eraser of time to when you really start thinking that like it's only exists in chemicals in my brain, but it doesn't exist right now to think about the past that way. But in some ways, it's also very freeing because it means that I get to start with no baggage. And in some ways, for me, it makes the present feel light.
But can people just make that change? I mean,
yes, you can.
I believe they
but
can.
You have to plan it out. The way you can change is you have to put aside enough money to give yourself a window. And then you have to have a plan. And you have to spend all your waking hours outside of whatever job you do planning your escape. And you have to come to the realization very clearly that you fucked up and you got yourself stuck. So whatever you're doing, you have to do it like your life depends on it. And whether it is... You're trying to be an author and if you're going to try to be an author and you're working 8 hours a day plus commuting plus family responsibilities or whatever else you have, whatever time that you have to attack like you're trying to save the world. You're trying to save your life. You don't want to drown. That 1.5 hours a day that you have to write, goddamn, you better be caffeinated and motivated. You got to go. You got to get after it and you got to have discipline. That's most people don't have those things. Most people don't understand what it's like to really go for something and to know that the consequences of not doing that are horrific.
It's rarely the information or the intensity that makes things hard. It's the sticking with it that makes it hard. And so the desire that we have to quit is simply breaking the consistency. And so that's why consistency has always been the hardest thing for most people to achieve. But the intensity of what you have to do to be successful is much lower than most people expect. Mm-hmm. And so oftentimes they suffer significantly more in a short period of time than is required to be successful over a much longer period of time with a much lower intensity. The path of personal development is befriending uncertainty. And so I obviously sit from the entrepreneurial perspective, but almost all decisions that you make in the beginning, you have incomplete data and you have to make decisions anyways. And so it's growing comfortable with taking your best bad guess and being directionally correct rather than searching for a perfect answer, because a perfect answer assumes perfect information, which you can only have after you begin. And so in some ways, making a decision is the perfect answer so that you can get the information.
Feedback.
To then improve the quality of the decision later.
You can have what you want in 5 years, but there's two conditions. You have to know what it is, and you have to aim at it, okay? Figure out what you want, write it down. Figure out what you could do to start moving towards that, okay? Do that with your family relationships. Do that with your friendships. Do that with your career. Do that with your education. Think about your misuse of alcohol and drugs and other things that might drag you down. You want to drink? Okay, what do you mean by that exactly? How often? How much is too much? How are you going to constrain that and why? Develop a vision. And you have to do that in dialogue with yourself, right? It's like, if I could have what I wanted, what would satisfy me? And you might think, well, I could never get that. And I could say, well, maybe not, but I'll tell you one thing, man. You can move towards it. And I know everyone who knows the underlying neuroscience knows this. Almost all the pleasure is in the moving toward. But if you set up a goal that you think is, you know, just on the edge of conceivability,
then every time you move even a tiny bit towards that, you're going to think, good work, man, good work. You get a little kick from that. Yeah. You get a little stronger from that.
You can't wait for everything to be perfect to start living your life. Because that's what I've done. My whole life has been like that. Inside of me, it has been. As soon as it's all lined up, I'm going to show you myself. As soon as I've got it all looking the way I want, I'm going to show up for you. And for me. I'm never going to get to that where everything's okay. Where everything looks a certain way. And in the meantime, I'm burning the best time I do have available. I'm burning that candle up. I'm burning this candle down, and I'm saying as soon as it gets bright enough or warm enough in here, I'm gonna show up. But the candle's getting smaller.